Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. Today, we have another interview. We are interviewing a dear friend and colleague of mine, Linda Brand. But before we get into that, I want to mention that this is actually an interview from the past, because in October 2023 is really when I thought I was going to launch this podcast. And at the time, I actually had named it Abundance with Athena. But over time and all the things I went through with my awakening process through the divorce, as you've heard some of already, I decided that Awakening to Abundance was a more apt name for the podcast. And you'll also see that Linda and I talk toward the end of our conversation about some of her links and the name of her podcast at the time, which has also changed. And this goes along with our theme of starting where you're at, because wherever you are right now is literally the perfect place to begin, because it will change. It will expand into a different creation, just as you are expanding and growing. So I just wanted to put that out there. And at the time, we focus more on abundance and manifestation, but she actually tells us the story of her awakening. So it's very synchronistic, and I think you're going to really enjoy the interview because she is a very abundant being. And I'm just going to read off her bio real quick so you get to know her a little bit more before we dive in. Linda Brand is a certified life coach, EFT, which means tapping, practitioner, licensed realtor, and the founder of Worthy and Abundant, the thriving community and top 3% global podcast dedicated to empowering women. With over 30 years of entrepreneurial experience, Linda brings deep wisdom and practical insight to her work. Her journey is one of remarkable reinvention after overcoming a debilitating illness, raising her son as a single mother, and transforming her life at midlife, including selling her home, changing careers, and relocating across the country. Linda now guides women to break free from self-doubt, embrace new identities, and create empowered, abundant lives. As host of the Worthy and Abundant podcast, Linda shares powerful stories and transformative tools to help women step into their self-worth, wealth, and wellness. And we, again, speak from exactly where we are, which is what we want you to do as well. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I know you will. We will have all of her updated information for you to follow her in the show notes. So today we have Linda Brand on the podcast. We're so excited to have her. She has been an entrepreneur for 30 years, so we know that she's got lots of beautiful lessons for us. And we're going to let her just dive right in. Linda, tell us anything and everything that you would like to start off by.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Athena. I'm so excited for this interview and this opportunity to talk to you and your podcast. Let's see. So I started out in my 20s in real estate. So that is why I was an entrepreneur, because when you're in real estate, you're self-employed, you are an independent contractor, and you basically have your own business, even though you're under a broker. And then when my son was born in 98, like in the early 2000s, I left real estate temporarily and I had a different business, a professional pet sitting business. So that, again, I'm my own boss, so entrepreneur. And then I returned to real estate in June of 11. And I have continued to do real estate. But last year, I relocated across the country, and I want to tell that story in a little bit. But basically, I've pivoted multiple times in my life, and I grew up in a not really supportive, not the most ideal setting, and a lot of negativity and victim mindset and lack and fear. Even though we had things, it just was the mindset. My dad grew up in the Depression and had to wait in line for food. So he would always be like, turn the water off, turn the lights off. He was just a negative person, generally speaking. So I didn't grow up in a lot of positivity or light or generosity or, you know, abundance, really. So being in sales, I was listening to Tony Robbins and Brian Tracy, and really I knew early on that I needed to help my mindset, work on my mindset, because sales is a rejection business. So I really had to feed myself positivity and try to work on that. I even got in trouble with the law in my teens because of lack of supervision and poor parenting. So I've really come and evolved and grown and healed and overcome trauma and all kinds of things in my life.
Okay. So it sounds like from even maybe an early age, you had to surround yourself with your own positivity. You had to seek out your own personal development and personal growth. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I did. And I was always self-aware. I was always intuitive. In fact, I kind of knew. I watched what was going on in my family, and I have two older sisters, and I saw and I knew I had to get away from that. And so I was always out with friends, and they just weren't the right friends. But I started a coaching business and the podcast, and I was going back to my life and going, wait, when I met my son's father, my life actually got better. Even though him and I had our challenges raising my son, my beautiful, healthy, blessed son, I'm so grateful that God blessed me with. It's just interesting how that works, right? When you start to reflect back and look at your life, you're like, well, things started to get better when I met him because he was better than all the other guys, but yet we weren't a match. So we raised Josh in separate home. So I raised a son, and I've had dogs for over 30 years. Now I have my rescue dog. So I'm working on doing a masterclass for people, like what to expect when you adopt a rescue dog, just because it's such a challenge when you have a post-trauma dog.
Yeah. And so are you still doing real estate as well, like on top of all this stuff that you're doing?
Yes, I am doing a little bit of real estate. Yeah, in Florida and Michigan.
Okay. And yeah. So do you find, because those are a lot of creative outlets, right? Like your podcast, your coaching, your real estate, the work that you're doing with animals and rescuing. Do you find that these different creative outlets are something that helps you keep a variety in your life?
That's a great question. You know, I never really thought of myself as creative. And I just started dancing in my 40s because I was always self-conscious and never danced, even though I absolutely love dancing. I never really considered myself creative, but I am pretty creative. I've always been able to draw, and I love to create things in the kitchen. But ultimately, you're right. It is definitely variety. I don't like sitting still. I've been studying the abundant mindset and the law of attraction for over a decade. I overcame a challenging, debilitating illness in 2011 and 12, where I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia multiple times by multiple doctors. And I knew that was not correct, and it wasn't. And I followed my intuition and went to a different doctor, a rheumatologist, and found the actual diagnosis and dealt with that for 4 years. So it's been a lot of things, but I am blessed, and today I'm grateful to be alive. But yeah, you and I both know Gina DeVee, right? And I just want to share this story. So in November of 21, I drove to Chicago 4.5 hours when I was living in Michigan, and I went to her white party, the signing of her book, Audacity to Be Queen. And it was a 2-day workshop, and I ended up just going for the white party. And I thought, oh my gosh, No one's going to just be going for that. And my son's like, who cares? And anyway, it all changed my entire life because I ended up going to Miami to her other workshop. And I decided I'm selling my home. I'm moving to Florida. I had a divine download in the restroom at the Italian restaurant the final night of the workshop that I belonged in Florida. And I was washing my hands and water's powerful. And it basically got this divine download, came back. Of course, the fear set in, all the different things. And I ended up following my inner guide and having faith and courage. And I relocated. And then my son ended up coming 4 months later. So it all works out.
Yeah, that's so wonderful too, that like he was almost the encourager of you to go. We have those thoughts in our head that says, well, I have to do the whole thing, or I have to completely do it the right way. And he was encouraging you to just participate in what you want to participate. And then you had that download. Tell me a little bit more about being in the Italian restaurant bathroom and having a divine download as you're washing your hands. Like, what did that feel like? What was that moment? And was it a moment? Wild.
Yeah, it was a moment. I had just finished dinner and I went to the bathroom and I literally just said, you belong in Florida. You belong in Florida. And so I came back to the table and I told them and I said, I think I want to move to Florida. And they were like, oh, my God, that's so exciting. Oh, my God. Because I was in some debt. My business was struggling in Michigan. My son was graduating college 2 weeks later. So I go to the graduation and he's like, I'm moving to Kentucky. So he's moving because he had a girlfriend there. Everything lined up. The stars aligned for me to relocate to Florida. And I have grown so much here, Athena. I cannot tell you how much evolving and growing and healing has taken place down here in Florida. It's been incredible. And the people I'm meeting, the online communities and the things that I'm doing, it's just incredible. So I'm super blessed and grateful. And it's just amazing because you think you've healed and grown and then more things happen and more uncovered, right? So how did it feel? It just was... it was wild. I was washing my hands. I mean, it's kind of like when you take a shower and you get downloads, or it's like meditating, but I was washing my hands.
Yeah, that's so cool. And so it's just like an impulse. Had you ever thought of moving to Florida before?
My dad used to talk about it and he never did it. He talked about retiring here and I thought of it, but it was just like, even actually, when I went back to Michigan after the trip, I started looking at local places, local apartments, and I was like, well, it's easier to just stay. And I was looking at places and I said, I am not walking my dog in the cold. I am going to be in the warm climate. And then I was listening to my book, Sonia Cochette, and she said, you accept the ebb with the flow. And I'm like, that's it. I came back to the house, cleaned up every room, took all the pictures, put my house on the market, and we closed on 2/22/22. And I moved here in April. Can you believe that?
I love that. That's beautiful. Okay. So you've been there for a little over a year then.
Yeah, a year and a half. Time is flying.
I'm always very fascinated and curious about the power of decisions. So when you got that divine download and that impulse, and you went back to Michigan, and we do this because we always want to push the easy button. You went back into that feeling of, well, I mean, I could just move over here. I love the fact that you weren't going to stay and walk your dog anymore in Michigan. You didn't want to do that in the cold. You wanted to do that somewhere warm. I love that that was kind of the impulse almost to get you back on track to Florida. You know, the desire came through and it was like, no, no, you don't actually desire to do it in the cold. You want to do it in the warmth, right?
Yeah, I love the snow. It's pretty, but like I lived there my whole life and the cold just gets to you and it's long and I'm tired of it. And I just didn't even feel like I belonged in my neighborhood. I would be driving through the neighborhood going, I don't belong here anymore. I literally would feel like I don't belong here anymore. My son is grown. So many people moved away. It just, I didn't belong. And it's so interesting when you start listening to your inner guide and your intuition. and following those little nudges. It's so powerful. And yes, the dog has played an important role, and he's my first true rescue. And I got him 2 years ago. He was my foster, and he loves the car. I don't think I could have driven to Florida by myself without him, honestly. He loves the car. It just, he's like a little angel.
Yes,
He's an angel. Yeah, he really is. Because I wasn't going to have another dog after my last one passed away, at least not right away. And everybody was like, yes, you are. You're a dog person. Yes, you are. And I'm like, I'm tired. I raised a son. I've had dogs for 30 years, but I ended up missing having a dog. And I was pet sitting on the side, and they were all amazing. Then I said, okay, let's do a good deed. Let's be a foster. And yeah, it's a long story short, but he's my angel baby.
That's awesome. That's so sweet. I can hear so much abundance in your story already. I'm curious to know, what is your definition of abundance?
My definition of abundance is gratitude and noticing all the blessings that we have and being present and grateful, because we all have so many blessings. And you can have all this money, but still have a lack mindset and a fear around losing it or running out, where it's really a mindset. We all have abundance. It's everywhere. Taking a bath, having clean water, having clean sheets on your bed, walking at the ocean. I mean, none of this costs money. And to me, it's all abundant.
Mm-hmm.
Talking with you and just close friendships. And there's just so much. When I'm present with my dog, I feel abundant. I feel blessed. Not everyone has that. So there's so much. Doing what you love is abundance for sure. You know, good food. There's so many things. What is your definition of abundance? I want to hear.
Yeah. So my definition, I feel like, continues to evolve and deepen into different understandings and different ways of thinking about it and looking at it. I think that makes sense. And I think that's why I love this question so much, because I think we're all on an abundance journey. So we all get to define it wherever we are. And for me, I definitely agree with the mindset part of it. Absolutely. You were talking about your father earlier and how he seemed to really have a lack mindset. And really moving out of that lack mindset into neutrality, right? Of, okay, so maybe things aren't so fearful. Maybe they're not so lack-filled. And maybe I can think in a more positive way. And then moving into a space where you are becoming more of the abundance that's always around you, that's always flowing to you, that's inside of you, and really recognizing that. And so I love that you said gratitude, because gratitude is the energy of abundance. How could we not feel so abundant when we're giving thanks? Abundance really comes from being present with whomever or whatever is around you, because then you can become aware of where you are, and being in that present moment allows you to reach for the gratitude thoughts and allows you to connect to something that's bigger. And so for me, that is what abundance is. It's really the energy, frequency, and vibration of all that really truly is available to us. So talk to me a little bit more about your appreciation, your gratitude practices.
I'm so glad you asked, because I wrote that down as soon as you were talking. I'm like, yes, I have to share. So I have been doing gratitude practices for over a decade, because when that health issue was in my life, I tackled it with so many different modalities, from medicinal, herbal, spiritual, and I started writing in gratitude, and I continue to do this today. It's giant in my life. It helps shift your mindset. And like I said, we have so many things we can be grateful for, and it definitely is a huge, abundant way of living. You take a journal. It can be a notebook. It's next to the bed every night before you go to sleep. I am grateful for and why. I mean, I don't always do why. I just write out what I'm grateful for, but it just, you start flowing. You're like, whoa, today was an amazing day, because you start writing everything out and you're like, and this happened and this happened and that. And it's like been a great, beautiful day. And then when you travel, you got your notebook. You still do it. You're still doing it. And, you know, some people don't write it. They just can speak it into the universe. And that's fine, too. You know, thank you for this, this, this. Thank you for a delicious cup of coffee. Thank you for my podcast interview with Athena. Thank you for the sun being out if you're living in Michigan. Simple things. Like, I love going to the gym, and health is a huge priority in my life. And I feel grateful that I can go to the gym, that I have a physical body that's capable of doing the workout and the funds to be able to go, and the nature being out here in Florida and taking my dog to the park. I'm grateful all the time because these are gifts not everybody has and can do.
Yeah. I love the flow you were just talking about. You can write it out or you can just rampage it like you just did. I mean, you were just like, and I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. And funny how like easy it comes, like once you start, right? It's like that momentum. You're like, oh, I'm thankful for this. And then you're kind of like, oh, I'm thankful for that too. And then it just kind of,
it doubles.
So talk to me about manifesting. Are you cognizantly manifesting each day, or what's your relationship with manifestation?
I think we're all powerful beings. I think we create our realities. I think that we can manifest easily. And frequently, actually, when you're in the gratitude space, you're absolutely in the right frequency to manifest. It's about focusing. What you focus on grows. And often we are programmed for negative thinking. And when you start focusing on your vision and what you desire to create, it comes to fruition. And so I have a vision board. I have multiple, actually. I have a digital one, and I have an actual physical one, and I take money and put it all around my home.
Okay, and that's cool.
It used to be in smaller amount, like lower, and now I'm like, I'll take large amounts of like $50 bills or $100 bills, and I'll put them all around my house because it's a way of knowing that money's always around.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's so fun. And you open a drawer and you're like, oh, there's money. Oh, no. Different places. I organize it in my wallet. I make sure it's clean and clean out your purse. I love clearing space, moving energy this way. So powerful. Like a drawer, a closet, going through my clothes. Lately, I've been going through my clothes and just getting rid of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Less is more in a way. And it's also just creating space for new.
Mm. Yes. Wherever there's a void.
Yeah.
The universe wants to rush in. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be. I mean, I could clear my closet and end up manifesting a new client. You know, it's not like I'm getting new clothes necessarily. It's just creating space or a relationship. I think manifesting is not very difficult. I think it's easy and we can all do it. We're all powerful beings.
Mm.
What's your definition of manifesting?
Again, I think it continues to evolve. And for me, I think right now I am currently really discerning what it is that I want to do with my life and in a few areas of my life, because there are some big changes that are coming up. And so I wrote out three areas in my life of where I want to start creating more and manifesting. Then day to day, I get up and I say to myself, what do I want to manifest today? What is it that I want to be more cognizant of, to be more present to? And then I write it out, and it just, like intentions almost, it really helps my brain first be aware of what it is that I want for today. And then what are the thoughts, feelings that are associated with that manifestation? And then the actions that I'm taking, what are the impulses that I'm getting, right? That you had mentioned. What are the divine downloads that are coming? And really moving from that space. Manifestation really moves when we're in that energetic. Mm-hmm. And so in that abundant energy that we talked about earlier. And that's why for me, those two are so closely linked. So that's a real practice for me, because A, anything that you do as a practice, you get better at, it becomes more easy for you, right? But B, I'm really tracking the results too. Just like in a diet or a new exercise routine, if we're not tracking the results, we can often be like, this isn't working, you know, and kind of throw it out, right? And I feel like the tracking almost helped build faith in the fact that I can create my own reality. I can create my abundance.
I love that. That's exactly what it is. It's embodying, it's be, do, have. So we embody the person that has the things, right? The energy and the frequency and the feelings. You can also write out, I am wealthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wealthy, I'm healthy, I'm lovable, I'm wanted, I'm, you know, if you're looking for a relationship or whatever it is that you want to manifest. I love just thinking back to showing the proof, you know, well, I manifested this and that and all the things. So it's nice to notice. That's amazing. I love that.
What are you currently manifesting?
I am manifesting more joy, more love, and more money.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And I'm really coming from the highest good for all. I want to not focus on money because I realize from all my reading, studying that you can't focus on money and have it come. It has to be service and giving and just being in your passion work and doing your stuff. And then it comes in all areas. Like I run my business this way. It's all about the highest good for all. If somebody came to me and was debating on buying or renting, I'm going to be truthful and telling them what they should do. It's not going to be, oh, I'm going to try to sell them something. I want to build relationships and I want to just be the best me. And that's what I actually asked me, what am I manifesting? I'm manifesting a better me, a better version of myself.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. And so much alignment and authenticity inside that. I love that.
Because that's going to attract the things that I desire.
And truly desire too, not just from a place where it feels like, well, I need money because I have to pay all these bills, but like in a real authentic and in aligned space. And I can hear that and I can feel it from you in this conversation with just the example you gave. Like, I'm not going to lie to people about what would be best renting or buying, depending on their circumstances, such service that you're giving them, right? Such authentic service. You want to be with them. You want to ask them what is the best benefit to them and really being in that alignment and authenticity. And that is really where the abundance is. I mean, like the money will come either way, whatever they choose. But you know, in that moment that you're being of service, that you are doing it from such an authentic place, in such an aligned place, that's the abundance. I love that.
I now understand and believe that all money comes from source. All money comes from God. It comes through people, but it comes from God and from source, period. It comes from the universe, source, whatever you believe in, that is where it comes from. And I am so faithful. I'm so blessed and so grateful because it's been proven multiple times how I'm supported, how I'm guided, supported, and loved. And that's really all there is to it. God has my back. And I read something you even posted recently about what if everything's working out for you? What if everything is working out in your best interest? And it's my belief that it is. So let's believe that, because your beliefs are everything. And we get to decide what we want to believe.
Yeah.
We talked about my dad and his beliefs and the fear and the lack. And that was a program that was before I even came out of my mother's body. I was probably programmed from the energies, you know, and then from 0 to 7, you're absorbing all of these beliefs, and negative or positive, you're absorbing it. And once you're an adult, you cannot blame anyone for anything. You have to take full radical responsibility for your life. And we do create our realities. And the victim mindset is not going to manifest anything. So talk about manifesting. You better start taking responsibility and becoming a master of your mind and your decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit more about having grown up in that kind of belief system and what it took to move into a different belief system. Because you've mentioned being faithful a number of times now, and knowing you, I know that you are faithful. I think sometimes it can be difficult to not only get out of the lack mindset and then into more of a positive mindset, an abundant mindset, but we can cognitively understand that. And we can tell ourselves the thoughts that we want to think over and over and over, because that is what a belief is, a thought that we say over and over and over again. But I also feel that there's this emotional feeling, emotional knowing, right? We go from cognitively understanding something to really feeling it in our guts. And I wonder, is there anything that you did to help yourself really go into a believing of abundance?
So a couple things. My son was a gift from God, and he is a huge inspiration and spiritual leader actually in my life. So he has helped me. And when you talked about journaling and documenting your manifestations, that in itself is proof that you are protected, guided, and supported. And it's me looking back going, I've always been taken care of. And things will happen, Athena, where I start getting into fear and the logical mask. And then you surrender and you pray. And then something happens. And you're like, oh my God, there you are. Thank you. So it's really just studying the spiritual laws.
So it's looking back on the evidence of the beliefs and the faith, and then it's surrendering. Can you tell me a little bit more about what does that look like for you?
It's about accepting what is, surrendering to what is, and you can't control what you can't control, and you just have to accept your current circumstances. It's about the energy and the alignment. Like you go to the furniture store and the people come after you, you're not interested. But when they come up to you and they're like, my name is this, here you go, shop around, contact me if you're interested. You go about and you're like, that was a great salesperson. I'll be contacting them when I'm ready. But if you're in that clingy, needy energy and fear, I'm desperate. When I was in Michigan and my business wasn't doing well and I was in that kind of energy, yeah, it repels. So that's why when I came down here, I took my time to get my Florida license, but I did end up getting it. And I was in this different energy. And I'm like, well, number one, the price points are different. The energy is completely different down here. Although there's 10 times as many realtors down here. Everybody's a freaking realtor down here. But it's like, I'm at an open house or I'm showing homes for other agents and people like me. They are attracted to me. They're attracted to my energy. And it's wonderful. But again, it's just being in alignment and faith and knowing that you're protected, guided, and supported. And so you just do your best and take aligned actions and follow your passion too. That's huge. If you can find your purpose, which I feel like you have with your abundance coaching.
Thank you.
Yeah. As long as you're having fun. I mean, if you're having fun and making money, I mean, come on, there's nothing better than that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think it goes back to what you said earlier too, about just being in that authenticity and alignment space in what you're doing, and then the money will come. Goes into what you were saying also about the fact that when we are receiving the tool of money, the abundance is coming from source, right? Because essentially you are in your authenticity and you're interacting with somebody else. So you're creating this energy, this interaction, and then they decide they want to work with you in whatever capacity that is. And then they give you their energy in the form of money, right? So I agree with you that abundance, and especially the tool of money, comes from our creativity, because that's all we're ever really doing, right? So when we're in our aligned authenticity, that is when, like you said, people really know that and they're not repelled by it. And so they want to work with you as opposed to Susie Q, who is very worried about the money, and she's pushing people to buy a house, and they don't want to give their tool of money that they worked really hard at, whatever they ended up doing, whether it's working for somebody or was an entrepreneur. They don't want to give their creative energy tool of money to that person because they don't want to co-create in that way. So I love that, Linda.
It's all about service, and having that kind of mentality in business and in any area is like giving. You give and you receive. If you're holding on to the money, your hand is closed. You can't receive when your hand is closed.
Ooh, I love that.
The giving and receiving, right? But when you give, it has to be from a joyful, true desire. Not, I'm going to give this money because I know it's coming back because of the spiritual law of giving and receiving. It has to be giving because you desire to give. Not like, oh, I better donate to this dog shelter, this place, because I need money right now. So if I give, it'll come back. No, it has to be, I'm giving because I desire to give, because I want to give. But when your hands are closed, you're not able to receive. And I loved that. So I'm sharing that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's beautiful. Absolutely. So tell our listeners, where can they find you? How can they interact with you?
Oh, sure. Thank you. So I have a website called lindabrandcoach.com. I'm on all social media, Instagram, Linda Brand Coach, and Linda Brand Homes. Facebook, Linda Brand, LinkedIn, Twitter, all the places. I'm serving Michigan, Florida for real estate. Oh, and the podcast. Check out my podcast, Empowered the Podcast. There's over 50 episodes and there's something for everybody. And you had a beautiful episode with Laura.
I did.
You guys were on there and people loved it. The Abundance Queens. That was a super fun episode. So yeah, check out Empowered the Podcast on all places that you can find podcasts.
Beautiful. And we will have that information also in our show notes, so people will be able to look that up. Thank you so much, Linda, for being here. It's a beautiful conversation. You are a beautiful person inside and out. And I am so grateful for your presence and sharing your wisdom and your knowledge with us. I greatly appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Athena. I appreciate you and appreciate the gratitude. I appreciate that so much. I feel it and receive it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at Abundance with Athena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.